The following is a Fourth Hand production.
Bring on the weird.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yes, sir. I'm ready. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
Fan-freaking-tastic.
I have no idea what we're getting into. You say it's simple. I think it goes a bit deeper, potentially.
I don't mean simple. I mean, I just don't think it's as out there as a lot of people think it is.
Why? All right, we'll get into it. What are you drinking?
My trusty Dogfish Head 60 Minute.
What?
Shocking, right?
That's exactly what I'm drinking.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
All right, how about it?
It's a rare occasion that happens.
Basically never. I don't know. Has it ever happened?
I don't know. Maybe back in the victory days.
Maybe not the same one, but we might have had two victories.
I got a variety pack. I finished off the peach stuff, and I finished off whatever the other one was.
The locale?
Yeah, the whatever mighty something, but it's a locale. It means lower California, right?
That's what I originally thought, yeah.
That's what I thought, too. But now it's like, what, 92 calories or something?
Yeah, it literally means low calories. We're not stupid. You're stupid.
after this subject, I'm feeling a little stupid. I don't know about you, but when I got into the research, you know, the typical kind of research, look for podcasts about it, look for audiobooks about it. Nothing was sticking for me. None. If anybody read anything to me, it just, it was gone.
I think it's the wording, man, to be honest with you. Because in my notes here, I have some of the theosophical ideas. And just reading it is like, it's like I can't, like my brain can't process what the fuck they're trying to tell me.
Right. Because I was, my wife was asking me, well, we went down to visit you guys, and we still haven't recorded one in person.
No. We had a good time, though.
Oh, yeah. Then on the way back, she was asking about what the next topic was, and I was telling her, theosophy. Okay, well, what's that? I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's basically how you explain it. I'm not sure.
So on the four-hour road trip, you know, all the kids are sleeping in the back. She's like, well, look it up. She likes to drive, so she's driving. I'm looking it up, and I'm reading it, and I get through two or three paragraphs, and I'm like, you get all that? No. Nope. None of it.
Yeah, she probably didn't pick up one single sentence. It's so... it's almost like a Mad Lib. Like, it just... You know how, like, sometimes you read a Mad Lib, and you're like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
They're putting in all the, like, the complicated words that mean something or could mean something simple, but they're just picking the most complicated word to just throw in there.
It's like a dummy writing their term paper, and then they just use a thesaurus for every single word. That is pretty spot on with their theosophical ideas that I wrote down, but it's really strange. Obviously, we're doing theosophy. You guys, you read the title. You heard us talk about it. We didn't officially say it, but that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and we are by no means any kind of experts, and you think we're going to get this done in one episode? There's no plans, but if we dig deeper, I bet there's more in there. Like, we've only just barely scratched the surface. Because there's... Helena Blavatsky has 500-page secret doctrine, and... I didn't barely read much of that at all. I'm trying to figure out just what in hell it is, and there's no definition.
And somebody you may know as Mr. Aleister Crowley, or Crowley, however you want to say it, he was a big fan of Miss Blavatsky. So
was he? He'll have his own episode.
Oh, for sure.
She'll probably have her own too.
I would think so. Yeah, she's an interesting character.
See, I tried to listen to a history on her, and even the narrator is poop, dude.
Ugh. I hate that. It's the worst.
Poop narrator.
I'm not saying we're good.
No. Like,
we might not do a very good job at this, but my God, if the narrator sucks, I just won't even listen to it. I don't give a fuck what it's about. It could be a story about my family, and I would say, fuck it, not listening to it.
Yeah, it was just run on stuff, and it was kind of monotone. I can't think anything out of it. So I don't even know. I know her name is Helena Blavatsky, and she helped do the Theosophical Society.
I equate a narrator like that to somebody who doesn't know anything about whatever subject they're reading.
So they're just reading words and spitting words out.
Literally, that's it. You're just reading text. You have no idea of what you're talking about. You're just reading the words on the page. So you can't put the right emphasis on the right syllable, so to speak, because you don't really know what's coming. You know what I mean?
Right. You're just, it's, I feel like that's how a nonfiction audiobook would go. It's just strictly informational.
Yeah. Some of them are like that, and then others are not. So I guess it depends on what the book is about.
True. So with, I guess real quick before we get more into it, but Aleister Crowley, was he into theosophy like Helena Blavatsky, or was he more into her occultish ways? Which, I mean, I guess it's still theosophy in a sense.
Do you know? I don't know. That's a good question. I think he likes her ideas.
But he wasn't necessarily a theosophical student?
Well, can you even be classified as that? Because the more research I did, you can kind of be a theosophist without being a member or without really even knowing you are.
That's the thing about theosophy. It's just kind of all over the place. There's not really any practices to do. Like it's the very base of religion, but it's not a religion. It's like all religions are kind of built on top of this. They keep saying it's an ancient idea. It's divine wisdom and stuff like that. So it's basically pick a religion and throw out all the books, throw out all the traditions and rituals and this. However many days past this moon is this holiday and blah blah blah. There's no holidays. It's just the morale being, I don't know, just being human and not being an asshole. But don't be too human, or don't be too much of an asshole. It's
yeah. They're very very tolerant of all walks of life. The interesting thing about religion that you kind of brought up, they see it as an expression of the divine wisdom, and it was adapted to the needs of that time or place. So I got a lot of my research just straight from their website. The what did I say it was? Theosophical
something.org. Is it just theosophical.org? I got most of mine from universaltheosophy.com. And you got yours from
theosophical.com.org. I'm sorry.
Theosophical.org.
Yeah, I just pulled it up to make sure I was right. It's
very, theosophy is, it's personal, but it's not.
Yeah. They say it's your own personal, it's kind of like your own personal journey.
It's your perception of the truth or a truth or your truth, your perception. Like, in, say, a Lutheran church, the preacher is the one kind of guiding you and sort of guiding you to your opinion, but through his own interpretation.
Okay, yeah.
But my hang-up about that is, you know, we've gone to church for years and years and years, and it's always the same thing. Like, everything is sort of on a cycle. We get to this point in the year, and we're doing this thing for 32 days or whatever until the fifth Sunday after this thing. And then, of course, Christmas and everything leading up to Christmas, and then post-Christmas and Advent and everything leading up to Easter and after this moon and this Ash Wednesday. Like, everything's on a cycle.
So you don't really learn much other than the biblical holidays. I don't want to say you don't learn much, but
it seems like it's always the same thing.
Yeah, so you get through Easter, and then you learn some of the stories and stuff like that, and then boom, next thing you know, you're coming up on whatever other religious it's. So you're
right.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's what they do.
So would it be so wrong to call it a book club?
Oh, I mean, I can.
Everybody's reading from the same book.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I mean, but isn't history class a book club?
Yeah,
or you know, anything else like that?
I mean, yeah, I guess any subject in school would be some sort of twisted book club, a glorified book club.
Yeah, where you can pass or fail. A book club, they just kick you twisted. Out. I guess in school, if you do real bad, they kick your ass out too, right?
Well, they're like, come back next year, buddy. You mess up this time. Read it again.
Well, we already touched on Helena Petrovna Blavatsky.
Yeah.
Who founded the society in 1875.
With?
Well, she was a Russian immigrant who founded it with a Civil War veteran, Colonel Henry Steele Olcott.
Ooh, I didn't know he was a Civil War veteran.
He was also a lawyer, ooh. I believe.
Okay.
And a gentleman named William Quan Judge, who ironically was an attorney as well, with the last name Judge. So,
hey, man, just like I've seen the meme floating around. What's his name? Sergeant Les McBurney. He's a fireman.
No. Look, man, you know the old saying, dress for the job you want.
Name your kid for the job you want them to have.
Correct. Yeah. Look, honestly, how many CEOs has the name Elijah? My parents fucked me. Okay? I named my kid Logan, which means he's going to be a fucking superhero. So ooh,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man. Ooh, if he's going to be a superhero, the guy Logan, he went through some shit, dude.
Yeah, but he turned out dope as fuck. Look, you got to pay a little price, you know what I mean? For success.
Hey, look, Bruno Mars, successful dude like no other. You know what his real name is?
What's that?
Peter Hernandez. He didn't go nowhere. He didn't go anywhere with Peter.
Look, I think Pete, that could be a strong name.
Pete Hearn. Pete Hearn.
Pete Hearn, dude.
Well, then we got Ed Sheeran come out of nowhere. What kind of name is that? And then Lewis Capaldi. What? That doesn't roll off the tongue.
Well, they might have just been like, I'm not changing for anybody. This is who I am. I'm not changing my name.
Well, they're both British, so they've got that going for them.
Hmm.
Anyway.
So, Olcott, he ended up being the society's first president.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think Blavatsky and Judge were the main ones, right? Or was it Blavatsky and Olcott? It might have been Olcott.
I think a lot of it, well, on the website that I use, universaltheosophy.com, there was a lot, there was quite a bit from her, and then there was quite a bit of stuff from him, William Olcott, or William Quan Judge.
Okay.
But there wasn't a whole lot from Henry Steele Olcott. These are some awesome names, dude.
Well,
every one of these names are cool.
He must have been very important. He was the president, and now the administrative center, which is in Wheaton, Illinois, they call it the Olcott.
I wonder if he was just some sort of like figurehead. Like he sat up there, and he was the face of it. But then everybody else were like the hunchbacks in the dungeon library downstairs trying to figure all this shit out.
Like in Heaven's Gate.
They had hunchbacks?
No. <it's, laughs> Marshall Applewhite, he was basically
the face of it.
And then
yeah,
old T or Doe or whatever the fuck her name was, she, you know, she ran the show.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
So, yeah, Olcott was the first president, and in 1879 is when I have that they moved the society itself just move to India. Let's go to India.
We're not getting anything from the Americas. Well, in India.
Well, I,
how about them Buddhists?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of their beliefs come from like Eastern traditions.
Right, because that's like the, that area seems more originating man than other places of the world, I suppose.
Well, I mean,
it feels more ancient.
In the West, we're basically babies over here. So, and the Eastern traditions go back forever, dude.
Yeah. So
it's very possible they know some shit that we don't know. And then the Theosophists or Theosophical Society, whatever you want to call them, it's like they're trying to tap into that. Like, what did they know that we lost somehow? I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, if we were to break that word down, theosophy or theosophia.
Okay.
The literal definition is divine wisdom or wisdom of the gods. Not the God, not the Christian God. Theos means God in Greek. One of the divine beings, not God in the sense attached to our understanding of a Christian God. Therefore, it is not wisdom of God, as translated by some, but divine wisdom. And what was the other part? Sophia? So that's wisdom. Theos is God. Sophia is wisdom. Wisdom of God, or divine wisdom.
So, real quick, what is the study of religion? I swear I thought that was theosophy.
That's a very good point. But this says theosophy is purely divine ethics. Theosophy is the substratum and basis of the world religions and philosophies, the common thread that runs through them all. And its practical bearing, theosophy is purely divine ethics. So what is the study of religion?
Theology.
We're so fucking stupid.
So, very close.
I know I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Jeez. But I've just got theosophy on the brain right now. Theosophists. Theosophical. Theosophia.
Yeah. So in 1882, the Society's international headquarters was formed in Adyar, which is India, I guess. So 79, they moved to India. By 82, that's when they had their international headquarters.
Man, this was like right after the Civil War. Civil War was done in 1865.
Yeah, wow. Not long after that.
It was done in 1865, right? I know there was stuff going on in 1865.
I really don't know. I don't... This is embarrassing, but I don't... I couldn't tell you. The only one I know is the War of 1812. I can tell you when that one was. Because it fucking tells me. But...
61 to 65 was the American Civil War. So, you said 79 is when they... 75 is when they created the society in New York, right?
Correct, yeah.
And then 4 years later, so even just 10 years after the Civil War, they're like, something's fucky about the world. We gotta figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
But she's European. Just with that freaking name, you know she's European.
Who?
Elena Petrovna Blavatsky.
Oh, yeah. She's Russian as hell, dude.
How'd she get to America?
She I don't know. She was just a Russian immigrant is all I have.
All right. We'll address that in her episode.
Yeah.
One of these days. Well, all we know is that she's like, all right, cool. We started the society off to India. So, what was it, 1882 you said?
Yeah, that's when they formed their international headquarters. 79 is when they went to India.
Okay.
They also visited Sri Lanka, and Alcott was so active with the oppressed Buddhists there that he's still known today as a national hero.
What?
Yeah. In Sri Lanka.
That seems kind of crazy. Like, they don't have anything else going on in Sri Lanka?
I mean, maybe he really helped them out. I don't really know what he did, but he was so active there that he's still a national hero, man.
Hmm. Good for him. He's got a cool-ass name, too.
Steel.
Alcott.
By 1886, old Billy Judge, he had established theosophical branches in 14 cities in America, And then just 9 years later, there were 100, by 1895, there were 102 branches and around 6,000 members.
Isn't that weird? Like, even at that point in history, I just assumed, like, Christianity and, you know, a handful of other ones, Mormonism, Judaism, that kind of thing, they were just more, there was a lot, they were pretty much the predominant religions everywhere. But it,
yeah,
even 100 and, what are we looking at, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, even then people were like, I don't know about this Christianity stuff.
Yeah, that's actually, that's a really good point, because you would think everybody was a Christian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or Judaism or Mormonism. And that was the, it seemed like that was the predominant stuff. But like they, Buddhism wasn't really a big thing. But, you know, information wasn't shared as much as it is today.
Right. Yeah, they probably didn't know anything about Eastern practices back then. Really. I mean, unless just some traveler came and was like, hear what I have brought from the East. The Chinaman told me this.
So it was like a kind of a circus freak. It sounded like vaudeville.
They just brought like some Eastern people over and they're like, listen to what they have to say. There's this stuff. There's this stuff called chi.
Chi?
Not
cheese. You get that from cows, don't you?
No. What do you think? This is fucking Wisconsin? Go Pat, go. By 1934, it was legally named the Theosophical Society in America, or the TSA. How about that?
Whoa. Can we spin this into a TSA thing? Could be. They don't want bombs on planes. Nobody wants bombs on planes. That's bad. That's bad karma.
That is bad karma. I mean, for the people who put it there, not so yep. much for the poor people who were exploded.
You're just recycling souls then.
Yeah.
Is that what happens? I don't, that's probably not. That shouldn't be what it is. Recycling souls? That sounds awful.
Well, they do have an interesting take on souls, but might have to hold that for maybe the second half. But
yeah.
So, I mean, that's basically all I have for like the history. Do you have more on the history?
I don't have any more on the history. I was somehow, dude, we like, did we reverse roles? Like, I got into all the crazy head game stuff, and you went down the history road. Well,
yeah, that's weird, because normally I'm like, conspiracy, where's the conspiracy? And you're like, well, it started back then. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What is aliens? You know? So, just real quick, you know, I told you the administrative center is now called the Olcott. It's in Wheaton, Illinois. It has a library, a bookstore, and a range of lectures for people interested in anybody. If you're interested in learning, you just go there.
Dude, I kind of want to go.
I mean, like we said, they're very inclusive. They don't give a fuck. You know, they don't.
No.
It doesn't matter what you are. You know, white, black, Asian, gay, straight, whatever all those roles are now, I don't know. You can be anything there. And
person, you just be a person. They don't really take deer. Be a person.
Right. The only, so you don't have to have any specific belief to join or anything like that. The only thing that they do require is there's three objectives that you have to agree to.
Okay.
Number one being to form a nucleus of the universal brotherhood of humanity without distinction of race, creed, sex, caste, or color.
Caste is like that's more like a monetary thing. Poor people, middle class, high class, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just don't be buying cabinets with kids' names. That's a no-no.
Oof.
But here's what I have for universal brotherhood. Here are the three exceedingly important ideas central to theosophy. So yours said one thing, and then mine will say, like, basically the same thing, but universal brotherhood is about solidarity. We are all one family, undivided. It is the doctrine of unity.
Okay. Yeah.
People be people. Stop it, man. That's it.
That's it. I mean, we talked about it in the Jim Jones episode. One of them. I don't even remember which one it was. Probably the first one.
Who knows?
Anyway, so number two, to encourage the comparative study of religion, philosophy, and science. So they actively want you to study religion.
Yes.
Any religion.
Look at them all. Like, pick one.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
That's when I started getting into it more, when I actually read stuff instead of people throwing big words at me. Like, we didn't get started right away. We just talked about nothing for 15 minutes, but we're 30 minutes in and we're kind of just getting into it. This makes more sense to me, this kind of stuff. Nobody, podcasts, audiobooks, didn't do this for me. It didn't sink in. Like, all this is finally starting to sink in. Universal Brotherhood, the science of spirituality. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Number three. I really like number three. To investigate unexplained laws of nature and the powers latent in humanity.
Oh, doesn't it give you chills down your back?
How fucking cool is that, dude? They're like,
right?
They're like, look, there's unexplained shit in nature that these stupid scientists will just fucking tell you something. And also, there's shit that we can do as humans that we've lost or we've suppressed it somehow.
Yes.
Unbelievable. I love it, dude.
Exactly. That's why I'm kind of into it.
And I don't know if we said it or if you and I have just said it to each other, but they specifically say they are not a religion.
Right. They're like, it's a non-religion. There's no kind of, what's religious about it? And the only thing you're doing is just being a moral person. You're just being people.
Not to get us off track, but it's similar, not exactly, to like how the Freemasons believe.
Uh-oh.
To be a Freemason, I know this has come from way deep in my brain. I remember it from a long time ago. But I believe you have to believe in some form of higher power. Not necessarily our God, but you have, like, it. I don't know if what I'm trying to say might not be actually what I'm saying, but like, they're kind of like, you know, there's something out there. There's a universal, a divine
mind.
What do they call it? Divine power, right?
Yeah, there's some sort of divinity beyond this. Like, we're just, our spirit is just floating around and piloting a flesh bag.
Yes, our bodies are just a vehicle, like Marshall Applewhite said.
I don't know. I don't know if it's aliens, but
it's aliens.
Aliens.
All right, Mr. Suklos.
So you touched on Universal Brotherhood, but the other two ideas of central to theosophy, the number two is reincarnation. Theosophy is about the immortality of the soul, living and learning from life to life. It is the doctrine of hope. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that your personality, the person you have become because of the things that you've done, is going to live on or continue on, not live, continue on into something else, but somehow, and like karma points. We talked about this. I don't think I was going to say this yet, but I can't not say it. Like, simulation hypothesis.
Exactly.
You're building karmic points to go on to the next life. And I read somewhere in the depths of all this theosophy stuff that when your soul leaves your body on this plane of existence, it goes back to the universal mind with the experiences that it has, and it kind of hangs out there for a bit, and then it'll come back somehow, and in, you know, a reincarnation, and somehow it just, the only way that I can think about the how it works is you're dumping off your karmic points and it's calculating them up and it's giving you another life, another way to go out and then build more karmic points, or positive or negative, however it goes, and then you're just kind of dumping it back and forth. You're going out in the on this server to earn them, then you're taking them back to the bank to dump them off, and then you're earning some more gear and going back in again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got kind of an interesting quote here. I like to think it ties in, but it might not quite. This is from Joy Bell C. She's she's an author and writes about theosophy and stuff like that. She says, "I believe that we are not determined either to heaven or to hell through our actions here on earth. On the contrary, I believe that we come either from heaven or from hell prior to this life, and we carry our higher prior origins inside of us at all times. People just go back to where they originally came from, and they live in this life as a result of where they once were. Of course, we have the capacities to develop and to build and to create more while we were here, and perhaps even to change the course of our destinies, but I believe that the soul matter of individuals are varied and are not of all the same origins."
Ooh, yeah.
How fucking scary is that, dude?
So you take your karmic points and you go back to the...
hell.
The hub. You don't go... is it hell? Or is it like... so depending on your karmic points, they're in the blue or they're in the red, and then you kind of shift into that server, and you get the different, like, if you want to compare it to Star Wars, you shift into Jedi, or you shift into Sith, and then you get, like, Force Lightning, or you get Divine Jedi Push.
Yeah, like, maybe if you come from hell, and you're like, I really don't want to go there again, so you work really hard in this life to earn your way back into heaven, or what if you're in heaven, and you're like, fuck, I don't want to be there, and you just start murdering people. Like, I want to go to hell where they rock out.
So does that mean somehow ingrained in the very soul is some sort of intuition to, you're like, so when you come out of that space, heaven or hell, and you've decided, your soul has decided on its way to its living being on this plane, somehow the soul has decided and it gets stuck in this body, and then there's just this deep intuition ingrained in you somehow to want to go on this path or that path.
I believe that's exactly what she's saying. So it would almost explain serial killers and shit like that, right?
Yeah, so they're like, nope, I'm done with that heaven crap. It was way too boring, way too bland. I'm gonna need some punk rock.
Or maybe they just were straight from hell anyway, and they came here, and they're like, I'm just going to keep rocking out, dude. Murdering mofos. Yeah,
I got to go deeper. I got to go deeper in hell.
Damn.
I'm going all red.
Damn. You know in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, have you ever heard of that?
No.
Well, it's kind of interesting, but they say that we literally, this is weird, we literally watch our parents fucking, and then we choose who we want to go with.
Ooh, I'm glad we don't remember that.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Good Lord. You're yikes. Like, you know what? Dad's really giving it to her good. I'm going there. You know what I mean? Maybe it'll show up in my genes, and I'll be able to take them to Pound Town, too. You know what I mean?
Jeez. You want to take a break on that note?
Yeah, we probably should.
Going to Pound Town. Hold on, we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back at the Pound Town.
I am the voice of my own God.
Whoa.
Don't bring your bad karma to me. Bring me just the good karma. The end is nigh. I think they just forgot to put the T on the end of it. The end is night.
The end of the day is night.
So I think I accidentally rolled into the third thing here, the third idea central to theosophy when I was talking about reincarnation, okay. The karma. Karma, theosophy is about the universality of the law of cause and effect. As you sow, so shall you reap. It is the doctrine of responsibility. Karmic points.
You know, I would really like this if you could remember before. You know what I mean? Because how am I expected to...
do you want to?
I don't know. I really don't know if I do or not. But if I'm expected to get good karma points to make me better in the afterlife or whatever, I should be able to remember, hey, I didn't do so hot last time.
Yeah.
Or like, last time I accrued a shit ton of negative karma, I better make sure to do good things this time.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, does your soul, when it comes back from the universal mind or the universal ever after or whatever we're going to call it, when it comes back, like, is it aware to remember that and somehow ingrained in you is to go down this path or that path?
I don't know, man. It's...
But then I've heard it so many different times. I've seen it in... I've never seen it. I've never experienced it myself. But it's often in the Eastern culture, India, Asia, you know, the whole Asian continent area, that people that claim to be reincarnated as a young child, they'll say, that's the man that murdered me.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell because look at my birthmark, and this is where I was stabbed, or this is where I was shot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's scientists who actually believe that is legitimate proof of reincarnation. Actual scientists. And what's weird, my daughter has a birthmark right on her throat.
What the hell does that mean?
I mean,
were going down that path, what the hell does that mean?
Does that mean her past self was maybe... It's like a circle. So, like, was her past self shot in the throat and died?
Right.
I got a birthmark on my left leg, on the outside leg. But then I kind of wonder, does that lead to my...
Urethra.
No. What is it? The carotid artery or whatever?
Carotid artery?
Yeah. Because that's... Right, that's left leg too, right? Or is it right leg? I think it's left leg.
Oh, dude. I don't know.
Left hand.
I don't know much about the anatomy, but I've made a couple.
Boom.
But, I mean, hey, look. My birthmark's right on my right butt cheek. Big.
Forrest Gump.
It's there. What? Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump got shot in the butt, Doc.
He didn't die. He got real good at ping pong because he got shot in the ass.
Yeah, you didn't have anything else to do, man.
My birthmark's there because I died in a previous life because of an ass wound.
Maybe. Look, you can bleed out from all kinds of weird things. Maybe you were like a Civil War soldier. Maybe you got shot.
It's big. It's big, too. It's all stretched out.
Maybe you got shot right in the ass and you died of some sort of infection.
Yeah, okay. I can go with that. Because the ammo, the shrapnel that they were using just to shoot out of the cannons.
Oh, nasty. Nasty stuff, too.
Just random shit they put in there.
Yeah, it could shoot a hair follicle off your head. You still die from an infection. It was so nasty. If you were anywhere near a bullet during the Civil War, you died.
Or you had to get the entire limb cut off.
Or you were just walking through the woods, you scraped your leg on a briar patch. Dead.
Done. Forget it.
Pour a whiskey on the wound.
This next thing I have, one of the masterpieces of modern theosophy, The Secret Doctrine, by H.P. Blavatsky, presents theosophy as the synthesis of science, religion, and philosophy. All of it together.
I love
this idea. Yeah, me too.
I love
right
that.
Right there. Done.
Because, look, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I grew up Christian. I still hold those beliefs. But I still want to be able to question shit. I still want to think about, like, yo, maybe God made us here. And then he was like, you know what? Let's go fuck around in another universe or another solar system, make some aliens. But they got super smart. Like, the Bible is our book, our history. Maybe he went off later and made some aliens. They got super smart. I still want to question that shit, but you can't do it.
Yeah, you can't just go up to the preacher man and be like, hey, man, so Alpha Centauri, God's work too?
Yeah. Like, so I love this idea. I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
Oh, no. I love it, too, that when I read that the first time, I'm like, yeah, yep, yes, awesome.
Yeah.
So from this idea, we have the following. Theosophy is the science of spirituality, which says theosophy postulates an underlying divine wisdom to the cosmos, nature, and man. So science, religion, philosophy. The wisdom has been sought, tested, and verified by a countless list of sages and seers throughout recorded history. How cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I love it. It just, it lets, the idea of theosophy just lets you think beyond the great book.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with
if,
you.
If you're a Christian, you know, if you study Christianity or if you're in that realm, it just lets you think beyond any of the great books.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Which is
And you don't get reprimanded for it.
Right. So like a cult, I'm not at all. I'm saying this is not a cult. But a cult, you can think crazy ideas. You can think the fucking alien ship is behind Hale-Bopp, but that better be all you fucking think.
Right.
Don't you dare exactly. think of anything else.
No. And the man at the pulpit up there behind the sunglasses, he is the one. Don't think anything else. He's the one saving us.
Any miracle that ever happened, he fucking did it.
So it's said.
You know, you got fucking Jared Leto. I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's doing. He's got a whole other cult going on. Give me $3,000 and he can hang out on my island with me. What? Dude, for real?
Deal. Take my money. The fuck?
I didn't need it anyway.
No.
Philosophy of perfectibility. Man is a microcosm of the macrocosm. Human nature can either soar or sink. Human potential for creativity, benevolence, and knowledge is endless.
Yes.
Wow, man.
This stuff is speaking to me.
Wow.
How about you?
I think it's fucking dope as hell.
Right. Are you a theosophist? You going to be a theosophist in the next 15 minutes?
I fucking 20? Guess so. I mean, I think I was... 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was right there with you when you were saying that, when you were texting me that. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking, like, it's very, very interesting.
Right. Like, it just opens up so many ideas. It's just, it's the basis for everything, and it just seems like, I don't know, what's a good base for, like, a food? Like, you can take vanilla ice cream and stick anything in it, and then it's that flavor. Take vanilla ice cream. Put some strawberries in it, boom, strawberry flavor. That's Christianity. And take some vanilla ice cream and put some peaches in it, boom. That's Mormonism? I don't know. I don't know why I associated Mormonism with peaches, but...
Because them thick-bottom girls, you know?
Hey, whoa. Throw some pecans in it. I don't know where they're at.
Look.
Kwanzaa? Or whatever, I don't... What's the religion or whatever that does Kwanzaa? It's an African.
Yeah, it's African. I'm not sure what religion it is.
A couple of dumb white boys talking about Kwanzaa.
Fucking crackers. Just a bunch of saltines over here. I like white saltine
white bread's
crackers.
Too spicy.
I think they're pretty good, actually.
Yeah, see? Right there. That's the base. You could throw them in anything.
No, not anything. Come on.
Why not? What are you not going to throw them in?
Saltines?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to put them in my Coca-Cola. Huh.
Funny you say that. One of my daughters last night, what the hell was she doing? Like, it was just completely mind-blowing. And she's like, I took a barbecue chip, and I dipped it in tea, and then I dipped it in ranch, and it tastes like pickles. Like, what? What just, I don't know what just happened right now.
I hope that was your youngest daughter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because... I would hope that wouldn't be something one of the older ones would do.
Yeah, because then I'd be questioning what kind of jelly bean she's eating.
Yeah, probably the black ones. Nobody likes those fucking black jelly beans. They're disgusting. I hate jelly beans, period. I think they should be banned.
Well, so you are definitely not on board for, what's that jelly bean game?
Bean Boozled.
Bean Boozled, that's the one.
Didn't we play that?
We may have. And that's the game that told me that I couldn't do a nasty food challenge.
You could not be on Fear Factor.
No.
Nope. Is that still on? I don't know.
No, it was Joe Rogan. He was the host.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know if they had a new host.
I don't think so. And where in the hell do you get 200-year-old eggs anyway? That was one of the challenges. It's purple or it's green or something, and here's a 200-year-old egg.
I think it's a duck egg.
Why is it 200 years old?
If I'm not mistaken, it's a thing in China, and there's this... he's on YouTube. Damn it, I cannot remember his name. It's Paul... I think it's Paul. I can't remember his last name, but he's a competitive eater.
Okay.
And he's done a video where he eats one of those, and it looks fucking disgusting.
No.
Is it Paul? I don't know. He's like a super jacked, like a massive fucking man. He's a competitive eater.
Okay.
I want to be a competitive eater.
Like, what are you going to eat? Coconut pies?
Nah. Like tacos or something? I could eat a shitload of tacos.
Hot dogs?
Not hot dogs, because I guarantee you they boil those fuckers, and I cannot eat a boil. I can eat maybe 1.5 boiled hot dogs, but that's it.
And then you're like, I'm done. I'm out. Cut me off.
Yeah. Give me, now, hey, you put some brats in front of me, and I'm crushing any motherfucker who steps to me. Look, my family, we're German. We're mostly German. I drink beer, and I eat sausage. That's what I do.
Okay, well, this perfectly. I can't believe. Well done. Well done, sir. Religion of responsibility. Divinity underlies all of life, but each man is responsible for his or her actions. Eh? The actions of one have a ripple effect upon all. So the more brats you eat, the fatter somebody else gets. Congratulations. Man grows through self-devised and self-induced efforts. I guess growing out is also an option. Yep. Men largely reap the consequences of their choices and actions, good or bad, in this and future lifetimes. We say man, and when I was reading this, the whole time I'm like, I'm not going to say man, I'm going to say humans or people. But no, I've said man.
I wonder if it literally means man, though. A man.
Just dudes? Just dudes?
Yeah, maybe it doesn't affect women that way. Does it say...
Equality, man. It's equality.
I don't know. Maybe they got off light. You know? Maybe the men got fucked here.
Hmm. So we have more responsibility? Great.
Yeah, so we're responsible in this life for our next fucking life. I can barely be responsible for my life here. Now I got to think about what the hell is going to happen to me next life. Second life. Remember that?
Exactly. So now we... Third life. Until we get full divinity. Till we get to the very end, Nirvana.
What is that? How many?
They don't admit.
How many?
You just gotta be good the whole time, or like I don't know. You gotta be bad the whole time. You gotta be some sort of purebred. You gotta be pure and positive, or you gotta be pure and negative, so that you may take over in this one or that one.
You sound like Hitler talking about purebreds.
No. Not on the surface.
Oh.
We're not gonna turn this coyote into some sort of shaken chihuahua.
Coyote ugly, yeah.
It's deeper than that, man. It's deeper. It's not the surface stuff.
Okay.
Don't look at my belly. Look into my one eye. You'll see the real me.
Yeah. The eyes are the window to the soul.
Both of them? You need to have both? Fuck.
I don't know. Right. Maybe you don't have a soul.
Now, wait a minute.
Maybe you're an NPC.
Oh, no. I'm better than that.
Of course you are, buddy.
Is it the Ryan Reynolds movie that's coming out here soon? Probably. New Guy? Is it New Guy or The Guy?
I have no idea. Wasn't New Guy like a teen movie back in the day?
Maybe.
With that like really ugly, skinny fucking kid. What the hell is his name?
DJ Squall.
Yeah. That's him. A fucking hideous monster he is.
Hold on a minute. He's probably nice as hell.
He might be nice, but he looks like a fucking troll. He looks like they modeled gargoyles after him.
Man, oh man. And you're building the bad karma now. Hope you know that.
Well, I didn't.
What you want?
Yeah.
You're just going down the middle. You swing to the left, you swing to the right. Isn't there a song like that? Slide to the left, slide to the right, crisscross.
Look, everybody clap your fucking hands, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know Theosophy was going to take us down this road. Who knew?
I sure as hell didn't know. I keep getting us off track, just like I always do.
People largely reap the consequences of their choices and actions, good or bad, in this and future lifetimes. So if you just want to balance and just come on back and just be the NPC, that's the option.
So is it, I guess my question is it infinite until you get to total goodness or total badness? Or
do you get like
10 turns and then they're like, that's it. Wherever you end up, you end up. Thanks for playing.
Yeah. Well, then what? You just like, you come back as a rock? Or what?
Or maybe you just end up in a heaven or a hell type place.
Oh. Hmm. So you're, man, I keep going. I can't not think about the simulation when I'm doing this.
Same here, buddy.
So you get so many lives and you get so many chances, and then if you don't charge your karmic points, collect your karmic points to a certain level by a certain life, then your soul just goes back into the soul goop, gets recycled. You just turn into another aluminum can.
Well, again, I know this is a fiction book, The Game by Terry Schott, that I read, right. I told you guys about. In that book, the children play the game. You can play the game as long as you have money or credits to buy back into the game. You can play up until you're 18.
No.
And then depending on how you finish out, however many credits or whatever, that determines the rest of your... It's fucking karma, dude. I didn't even realize it. How you finish out by the time you turn with your last play is how well you do in the real world. The Tygon is what they call it. So if you finish out with a lot of points, like a high ranking,
okay,
you're a rich motherfucker. You're doing pretty good on Tygon. If you do poorly and you don't do anything good in the game, you're basically a nothing.
Interesting.
You get fucked. Not literally. Probably never. You probably never do because you're poor and you're dirty and you're stinky. But
so you come back as the male praying mantis. So he just goes to procreate and yeah. Head cut off.
One time you lose your head, man. You know,
the
first
the
time
male
you
black
get
widow.
It. Yeah, the first time you get it, you lose your head. You know? You're like, oh my God, I can't believe it's happening. Dead.
So abstinence is the best. Is that what you're saying?
I'm absolutely not saying that. But if there's any kids here, I am saying that.
Yes, I agree. Abstinence. Don't be young parents. Don't be young parents. No. Oh, man. We just barely touched on the ideas of this. What was this other article that I had? I mean, I guess this one. Okay, key takeaways of theosophy. Theosophy is an esoteric philosophy based on ancient religions and myths, particularly Buddhism. I think we talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Esoteric means... I had that ready. Damn it. Intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with a specialized knowledge or interest. So, esoteric is... it's very, very focused. Like, I don't know. At this point, for most of our people that we know, we are going down this esoteric... for theosophy. Like, we know about it now, and... We're going to go tell our wives and kids about it, or we're not, but you and I have a better understanding of it, so I guess it's a kind of a vernacular, like your job. I'm trying to explain what esoteric is. Understood by only a chosen few.
Yeah, yeah.
Modern theosophy was founded by Helena Blavatsky, who wrote numerous books on the subject and co-founded the Theosophical Society in India, Europe, and the U.S., Members of the Theosophical Society believe in the oneness of all life and the brotherhood of all people. They also believe in mystical abilities such as clairvoyance, telepathy, and travel on the astral plane, which is crazy.
I don't disagree.
Neither do I. I could see a little, like, I feel like I've not necessarily witnessed directly, but clairvoyance kind of happens.
I mean, look, I got to be honest. I kind of think... that when we dream, we are projecting. We are going somewhere else. I kind of really believe that.
The astral plane?
Yeah, we're just, you know, we go some, like our consciousness doesn't have to sleep. What the hell does it need rest for? It's not physically doing anything. It's not mentally doing anything.
Right.
Well, maybe, I don't know. But either way, I don't know. I think... we really go somewhere. I think we astral project. I think we go somewhere else.
So I've heard people talk about dawn astral projection, and I've read about it and I've heard people talk about it, and they experience whatever they experience, however they experience it. But you're saying in a dream state, in that realm of dream, that is also or could be the astral plane. So does that mean when you check in that subconscious state, you're just an NPC? You're just a non-player character, just kind of, you're in spectator mode. You're just watching what happens. You're not controlling it unless you train yourself to control it.
So I might have, this might be a hot take. I think our consciousness controls our physical body. When we sleep, I think we, like, if when I go to sleep, I think I go somewhere else. My body stays there. It's like putting your car in park and getting out of it. You know what I mean? You get home from work, you put your car in park, you get out, you go somewhere else. The next day, you get up, you get in your car, you go to work. That car is experiencing its life while it's driving.
Okay.
Just like we, our body is experiencing our life while our consciousness drives it.
Oof.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At night, we park it, and then we just go off somewhere else. Then the next day, we come back to it and go to work.
Hmm. I like it.
I don't know if I like it or not, but I think that's what happens. The other night.
It's very interesting. So, okay.
Well, I was just going to tell you about this. I don't remember what the dream was, but I remember it was like a ton of... So, picture hell, right? And you assume you hear people just screaming, "Help me, help me!" Right? Like, you just... That's kind of what you picture.
Okay.
So, in my dream, I don't remember anything except for waking up as people were screaming, "Help me, help me." I wake the fuck up and I literally hear people in my ear whisper screaming, "Help me."
Oh, God, dude.
So was I gone? Was I somewhere else?
I don't know.
I audibly heard that after I woke up.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if I was in hell in the dream or what, but I remember it was like a shitload of people. And as I woke up, it was like they were screaming, but it was kind of quiet. It was like, "Help me!"
Ooh, that's...
Or "Help us." I think it was "Help us."
Man, it's scary.
Fuck yeah, it's scary. But no. Was I somewhere else that followed me back? Is it just my mind playing tricks on me? Is that all dreams are? Just our minds playing tricks on us? Who knows? Not playing tricks, but just... I don't know. I mean, your mind's not bored when you're asleep, because that's when it's busy.
Yeah.
That's
got a lot going on.
Yeah, that's when it's repairing all your tissue that's when it's doing all of its work. So your mind's not bored. It's not just making up bullshit. Maybe there's not enough computing power for it to house the consciousness as well as repair the vehicle. So the consciousness has to go elsewhere so the vehicle can be repaired. Just like
puts it in safe mode.
You drop your car off to the shop, you don't fucking wait there all day for it. You go, somebody picks you up, you go, you have some lunch. Then you go back and get it.
You're messing me up right now.
I'm blowing the doors wide open, buddy. I guarantee you there's at least 15 people listening to this, like, "These stupid fucking assholes."
I'm done.
Or basically this stupid asshole, Elijah.
Your consciousness checks out so that the body can repair itself. It's in safe mode. It's running diagnostics and whatnot. If you want to put that on it.
Your consciousness doesn't have to be there for that. Your consciousness is bored. The consciousness is the one bored, not the brain making up bullshit. Your consciousness is bored, you got the OBD2 plugged in, like the check engine light's on, you got a problem with the air filter, I'm out. You just give me a call when you're ready, when you got everything fixed up.
All right, so if you practice astral projection, you don't fully disconnect. You're still somehow you're still aware of your body. You're not completely asleep.
I mean, unless you forget where you parked it in the garage, you know what I mean? You go to the mall, you forget which level you parked it on, like Seinfeld.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, you're going all over the place. Fuck, where's my body? Where's my vehicle?
You're just wide open for somebody to take it.
That'd be hell.
That'd be bad news.
Some fucking demon takes it or some whatever.
And then what are you? You're just floating about, watching everything happen. Spectator
mode. Maybe now you're a fucking ghost. Maybe that's what a ghost is.
an astral projection that got lost.
Got lost, dude. Holy shit. I'm losing my mind here. Because that kind of makes sense to me.
I'm not going to sleep tonight. I need some sleep. It's not going to happen. Unless you're messing me up.
Maybe you shouldn't sleep in case you get lost. You know, you take the wrong turn on the highway, you end up in fucking Jersey and Trenton. You don't want to end up in Trenton, okay? Let me tell you what. I've been to Trenton.
No.
You almost die in Trenton every time you go. If you just look at somebody, you're almost dying. I've been there.
So listen to this.
All right.
Practical theurgy. Theurgy or ceremonial magic, so often resorted to in their exorcisms by the Roman Catholic clergy, was discarded by theosophists. It is but Lambicus alone, who I don't know what this is, transcending the other eclectics, added to theosophy the doctrine of theurgy. When ignorant of the true meaning of the esoteric divine symbols of nature, man is apt to miscalculate the powers of his soul, and instead of communing spiritually and mentally with the higher celestial beings, the good spirits, he will unconsciously call forth the evil, dark powers which lurk around humanity, the undying, grim creations of human crimes and vices, and thus fall from theurgia, white magic, into goetia, or black magic, sorcery. Yet neither white nor black magic are what popular superstition understands by the terms. The possibility of raising spirits, according to the Key of Solomon, is the height of superstition and ignorance. Purity of deed and thought can alone raise us to an intercourse with the gods and attain for us the goal we desire. Alchemy, believed by so many to have been a spiritual philosophy as well as physical science, belonged to the teachings of the Theosophical school. So if you go, you've got your subconscious going, and if you start getting too into it, you're going to awaken some blackness.
I like that. I don't like awakening blackness.
But you understood it.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. Because you hear of, I listen to a lot of the Confessionals podcast.
Yeah.
And he's a very open Christian guy. He has a lot of people on who are Christian people, and you hear a lot like people who are just getting into faith, whatever faith it is, when they're starting to like pray and like try to get to the good beings, it's like the evil beings are like, fuck you, dude, and then they just beat the fuck out of you. And that makes a lot of sense to me. So basically, the good deeds are enough. Like, you don't have to, don't get too crazy, because you're going to open yourself up to the bad shit.
Right. If you start
it's basically,
going down one path, yeah.
It's like a beacon, you know what I mean? You start,
right.
Like, you're like, help me out, you know, you're like going for the light, and then the darkness is like, boom, right there, that motherfucker right there, get him,
boys.
Way
too bright.
Yep.
Way too
bright. Get him, boys.
Could you, Jim Jones?
What? What about him?
His light was too bright, and demons settled in.
Ooh. Yeah, because in the beginning, he was kind of a decent, I mean, except for, like, trying to kill his friend, like, you know, he's eating puppies or whatever the fuck he did, but.
I mean.
But he had the right ideas.
Yes.
Equality.
But then, right, and then somewhere something got twisted.
But it wasn't a quick snap. Like I said in that episode,
true.
It was like a dimmer switch. It was a slow build-up. To fucking lunacy, you know?
Yes. Yes. Somehow this theosophy is just sort of digging into all sorts of stuff right now. I don't know when you want to end it, but we're coming to a point where we should probably end it. But
yeah.
Dude, I can't believe it's just sort of it's the foundation of so much stuff, and it can dig into so many things in so many ways.
Well, then you gotta wonder, like, is it kind of bullshitty? Because it's basically saying, like, hey, it's basically a humanity thing. Believe anything you want, which you should be able to as a human.
Yeah.
Research anything you want, which you should be able to as a human. You know what I mean? They're almost too inclusive to be a group. You can be a Buddhist and be it. You can be a Muslim and be it. You don't have to be religious at all. You can be one. You could be a dolphin and be a fucking theosophist. You know what I mean? Like, they're almost too inclusive to be considered a group.
Well, they're not. They're a non-religion.
But they are. They're considered a group, correct?
Possibly. Well, I mean, you can... I don't know if you can obtain any kind of degree or piece of paper that says you're good at this thing. Like, to become a preacher, you have to go to, what the hell is a school called?
Seminary?
That's it. So there's no, like, theosophical school. You go get a degree in theosophy, unless there is, and we don't know about. But, because it's so inclusive. And it's almost... Are you getting suspicious because it's too good?
I'm suspicious because if you think about it, it basically includes everyone on the planet.
And that's suspicious to you? It's brotherhood, man.
It's not a group. It's a human race.
Okay. Yes.
But they call it theosophy, and they're like, join a group. And then they tell you, you can believe in this religion. You don't have to. We like all races. We like all sex. We like... everything. 9 times out of 10, someone's gonna be like, that's a great idea, I like that, I'm gonna join, because it's exactly what the human race should be doing. I don't see how... I love the ideas, I think they're great, I don't see how it can be a group. I think it should be just human nature to think this way, and it should not... I don't see how it's a group.
So you're not gonna put theosophist at the end of your name? You're Elijah DDS, theosophist, MIB.
No, I think it's too inclusive. I think it includes... I don't know. I think it's too easy for literally everyone on the planet to join.
So?
Well, then it's not a group.
It's an idea.
If everyone was tall, then no one would be tall, right? If everyone was a theosophist, then no one would be a theosophist.
Because it
would be just the way everyone thinks. But they've started this group thinking the way that I think a lot of people think.
So, and you're just saying theosophy is somehow... They've put a label on this thing for people just to be who they are and question everything.
Yes, but they put a label on it, and you... now join a group, and you're labeled as a theosophist instead of just being you, being who you are, not worrying about, I'm part of this group, I'm part of that group. I think it's... I love the ideas, but I think 99% of people do and don't realize it.
That's some deep thought.
If everyone had long hair, nobody would have long hair. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. If everyone believes theosophy, theosophy is not a thing.
Wow.
Because it is just it. That is the thing.
Dang. Good one.
Yes, no? You don't believe me?
Yeah.
You don't agree?
I agree. That's how we should end it. If everybody is it, then no one is it. Because it's not a thing.
Exactly. That's the way I believe it.
If everyone is a people, then nobody's a people.
Right.
Wow.
If everyone is bald, no one is bald. You know?
Ooh, that'd be a hell of a society. I'm down with it. And I think we're going to end it on theosophy, unless we want to dig deep, deep, deep into the secret doctrines.
Nah.
No?
I mean, maybe we'll get into it
5 years from now?
Maybe we'll get into it with, like, Blavatsky or something like that, but...
Not today. Or anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, you know my thoughts on it. I think it's a cool idea, all that shit, so whatever.
Yeah. You could tell us what your thoughts on Theosophy are. Apple Podcasts, look for Beyond the Weird, and give us 5 stars, and I don't know. What do you want? What do you want from these people?
Look, just say if you agree with me. Say if you agree. If
everyone's bald, then no one's bald, because it's not a thing.
Is theosophy too inclusive? It's basically saying everything is okay. You can do everything with us.
It's too inclusive. It's everybody. It's,
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Would you be happier if blonde people weren't included? We just don't. Nope. No blondes. Sorry.
No,
that's
I just.
That's the one thing.
I feel like a group should have a specific, even a football team. You got to have specific skills. You got to have specific traits to be a football team. This group, it's everything.
Everything.
Yeah, it is. Like, why is that a problem for you?
It's not a problem for me. The debate club, you got to be able to debate. If you can't debate, you're not on the debate team.
You're not in a club. Go play chess.
If you're a theosophist, you can be literally any fucking thing you want. So basically, theosophy is the human race. They just label it as something and try to get members and try to get money. And they say it's not a religion, but I guarantee you they're trying to make it a fucking religion or some sort of cult. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Man. All right. All right.
Come at me, Blavatsky.
Oh, she dead.
Oh.
Or she's not. She might be back.
R.I.P. Somewhere. Rest in Putin.
Reincarnated in Prussia. That's what it is.
Boy.
Okay. Facebook.com/bringontheweird. Twitter.com/bringontheweird. Email us, bringontheweird@gmail.com. Instagram.com/bringontheweird.
MySpace us. Get us on MySpace. If you want dope merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird. Get you some dope tees, dope mugs, dope blankets. I don't know. Dope socks, dope condoms.
Leggings?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about condoms.
No, I don't think there's any there. That would be cool.
Put the weird in you? Put the weird in you.
Whoa. Hey, let's get weird, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. Okay. Stay weird, world. And inside and out.
And we'll see you guys next time.